Now, NPR arts correspondent Mandalit Delbarco is going to take us to a new pop-up art installation in Lincoln Heights. That's a neighborhood here in L.A., just east of downtown. And as she reports, the exhibition by artist Simon Birch is unusual.
The 14th Factory fills an enormous building the size of a Costco warehouse. It was once the site of a Chinese import-export business. The first of many gallery spaces you enter is almost pitch black. When your eyes adjust, you see giant metal shards that look like an asteroid has imploded. At the center, you step inside a bright, almost blinding white room. It's that bedroom from the final scene of the Stanley Kubrick classic film 2001: A Space Odyssey. Light floods in from the floorboards. There's neoclassical furniture, knickknacks, and paintings on the wall. And there's the bed where, in the movie, astronaut David Bowman lies down as an old man and transforms into a star baby.
It's such a perfect symbol and metaphor for the entire project.
Artist Simon Birch is a tall, lanky Brit. He's a big sci-fi fan, and he says he always wanted to recreate that set piece. It took a stroke of luck to make that happen. All the models and props from 2001 had been destroyed under Kubrick's orders. So Birch asked his architect friend Paul Kember to rebuild the set.
Paul got up from the table with a smile on his face and says, "I don't need to watch the movie 2001: A Space Odyssey to work out the dimensions of that room. I just need to call my Uncle Tony." He said, "Well, my Uncle Tony just happened to be Stanley Kubrick's chief draftsman, set designer, and built that original room."
The 2001 room and other 14th Factory installations captivated visitors John and Susan DeMena, Scott Meza, and his daughter Scarlett.
Wild.
The white room was sort of disorienting.
It's otherworldly.
It felt like it came out of a dream, like I felt like I was in. It was very surreal.
Here are some of the other installations by Birch and his collaborators, architects, filmmakers, and multimedia artists. A room of pitchforks hanging down overhead, giant screens with slow-motion images of acrobats and a horde of Chinese men punching each other. In one room, you're surrounded by videos of Hong Kong apartments. The camera tracks up and down the towers, making you feel as though you are floating.
It's not like a traditional museum, that's for sure. It's the exhibition I'd want to go to.
Each room is a distinct immersive experience. At the center of the factory is a green lawn with a crater and swings hanging from the ceiling. Another video space projects multiple angles of a car crash, Birch's own red Ferrari, with parts of the car's wreckage on display. Outside, 40 salvaged airplane tails are planted in a pool like an aircraft boneyard. Birch says he came out of obscurity to create all of this.
Nobody's ever heard of me or the project, so it's a weird paradigm from the ground up, and I suppose I'm a weird artist. I'm not trained, I didn't go to art school. I actually come from a very rough background.
Simon Birch grew up in the English Midlands, where he was a club DJ known for throwing raves. From his violent neighborhood of hooligans, Birch made his way to Hong Kong to work in construction. In his spare time, he picked up a paintbrush.
I used to paint my mates that I worked with, who were Chinese gangsters, covered in tattoos, and so quite realist, figurative work. And that led to sort of wealthy people commissioning me to paint them in my style. So I started sort of doing portraits for heads of the big banks.
He got solo and group shows, but then 8 years ago, he was diagnosed with cancer, given 6 months to live. He survived that and began creating the 14th Factory. Red tape and logistics were too difficult in Hong Kong and in New York. When he found this 150,000 square foot space in LA, he sunk everything he had into it.
There's an unknown group of guerrilla pirate renegades, you know, doing this massive project. We have no money. I have no money. I started selling everything I own, sold everything. And literally, so I now have one suitcase of clothes. That's my life.
Birch says the 14th Factory will stay open as long as people keep coming and donating money. Right now, at least until the end of May. Mandalit Delbarco, NPR News.